This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. United Airlines will require its 67,000 U.S. employees to be vaccinated, following similar announcements by other large companies. The policy is a first for airlines. The carrier will require employees in the U.S. to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by late October. Company leaders call it a matter of safety. United has required vaccinations for new hires since mid-June. The airline said the vast majority of its pilots and flight attendants are already vaccinated. At least two Denver businesses are checking their guests' vaccine status. One of them, To the Wind Bistro, has reserved its Wednesday night dinner just for guests who show proof they've been vaccinated. Ana Luisa Armendariz dined there last week. She says she felt protected by the policy.
Actually, at one point during dinner, I looked up and I was like, these folks are vaccinated. I saw them walk in with their masks on, showing their vaccination cards, and I'm grateful.
The Colorado Restaurant Association says the recent uptick in Delta variant COVID-19 cases has brought safety back to the forefront. But it stresses that the biggest hurdle restaurants in the city are facing is finding staff. Colorado has a new dark sky area. The latest is Kira Conti National Recreation Area along the Gunnison River. The park encompasses three reservoirs and steep canyons. The dark sky program is meant to protect nighttime environments around the world. Other dark sky sites in Colorado include the Florissant Fossil Beds, which got the designation earlier this summer. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. A typical summer day in Denver today. The high today, 96. Right now, it's 90 degrees. There's a 40% chance of rain, so that's a good sign, right? Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, the high will be 92. Right now, it's 89. Slight chance of thunderstorms.